Welcome to ABQ Connect, a full hour of special guests, hot topics, a Christian perspective on the news, and views of the day at 338-5790. So join us now for ABQ Connect.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's KMKT with Peter Benson here, and almost a spring-like day here in New Mexico. We're sure enjoying this one, about 55 for the high today and tomorrow. As we get, we're going to get fully nourished here, looking at life and all the all those areas, maybe some empty areas, maybe some stressed out areas that the Lord wants to plug in His nourishment to. We're going to talk to a mother and daughter here, Becky Johnson and Rachel Randolph, in just a bit. Also, Marcus Goodloe joining us, a former Lobo quarterback back in the 90s, but he's out stumping for Jesus these days. And so we're going to be chatting with Marcus here momentarily. He's got a good word for you on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Well, I should say Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You know, Terrence, we actually have a street named that. I'm sure you do down in Atlanta, Georgia, right?
We sure do. A street. We have a few museums. yes, this is the birthplace. The movement here down in Atlanta, there's quite a bit of activity.
Boy, no doubt about it. Now, but you came to work today, right?
You know, I sure did. We're serving those and spreading the gospel, which is what Dr. Martin Luther King was all about. It's not only equality, but sharing God's word and seeing this world come to a place of equality where there's opportunities. And guys like me,
certainly,
who certainly have an opportunity to be a CEO and president of an organization, maybe some of the opportunities and rights that my parents and their grandparents did have that same opportunity.
Well, certainly Martin Luther King certainly wanted that to be, let freedom ring in all the sectors. And you bring Christ into the marketplace, Fellowship of Companies for Christ International. And I tell you, Terrence, we had just the high point of the year so far with the mayor's luncheon, Mayor Barry, and inviting us all out to gather together as a body of believers in the various sectors. That was Thursday. And thanks again to FCCI for helping spur that on here in our community.
Well, you know, the team down there with, led by Paul Jew and many others, this is a great team in the Albuquerque marketplace. And just, I believe it was probably somewhere over 250 or so pastors or so that attended that event. It was just a real blessing for the community. And I just want to say, you know, those type of events were encouraging all around the country. In fact, the week of January 26, in preparation for what we're calling a National Business Leaders Day, FCCI is having a time of prayer for our nation. What we're finding is in a lot of the cities in America, one, less than 40% of Americans attend church on a regular basis. And even here in Atlanta, we have a staggering number within what we call the perimeter of Atlanta. Less than 8% attend church on a regular basis. And so marketplace leaders are getting together to address this issue, to say, how can we begin to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through our business and through our life and through our churches in a much more powerful way to see transformation takes place within the city of 5.5 million people and roughly around 3 million within that perimeter area that I'm speaking of.
Yeah, the largest airport in the world, too, you know? Boy, no kidding. January 26th, right?
The week of January 26th. In fact, people can sign up and help with this movement by going to www.fcci.org. And on there is a prayer page, and we have an opportunity for people to sign up and be praying for this nation all around the country.
Well, there's certainly a lot of reason to be in prayer. Obviously, it was Sanctity of Life Sunday yesterday, and that week-long prayer, a lot of folks are going to be doing prayer vigils. I know there's going to be a peaceful rally, a protest, if you want to call it that, but just a gathering of pro-lifers up in Santa Fe, in our capital here on the 21st on Wednesday. And I know those type of gatherings in Washington, I'm sure Atlanta, lot to be in prayer about here this month as we start the year right?
Well, I think so. I think it starts with prayer, is that intimate relationship with the Father, serving up to Him, asking Him. It's really about where He's working, as Blackaby says, and how we can join Him. And so we're looking for ways to join him in a way to bless people. I want to quickly share with you one way that that we are really praying about and very engaged in. Today, 40% of our students are unemployed after graduation. They're coming out with heavy debt. About 19% of them are underemployed as well. And FCCI has launched last year in 2014 over the summer a 10-week summer intern program called FCCI Fellows.
Huh.
And FCCI Fellows is looking to employ 1 million students over the next 10 years. And this is a very unique summer intern program. It's a 10-week program. But this particular intern opportunity shadows or work with the CEO of the company and staff of the company. So it's a very different summer intern position. It's a paid position, 10 weeks approximately, works with the senior executive leaders of the company. It takes on participation in our what we call business leadership groups, where you can see life on life takes place as a young college student. And this program, we employed about 46 last year. We're looking to employ around 300 to 500 this year. We'll have opportunities right there in Albuquerque and other parts of the Southwest. And
that's
so
right.
We just want to encourage that. You can find more information at fcci.org/fellows-ministry.
That is super.
It's on the homepage.
Yeah, yeah. Just opening up local businesses, Christian businessmen opening up their business then to incorporate these fellows, these interns into do it at God's way. That's pretty awesome, man. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you know, we're teaching them in college, you know, about shareholder value and how to increase profitability and things like that. And FCCI, we want to show them, you know, that it's greater than that, there's a greater purpose than that. And let's take these young students and prepare them. And they're our future. You know, they're the ones that's going to carry this baton forward. And so we're real excited about this.
Absolutely. Well, Terrence, thanks again for the update. Always a pleasure to chat with you. And you have a wonderful day down there in Atlanta, Georgia.
Thank you, brother. Blessings.
You too. With a little bit of marketplace update here this afternoon, fcci.org. That's the website. And we're right back with more here. 7 after 1 o'clock, KNKT Monday in the sunshine. Enjoying that. And hopefully you are as well. Stick close here for more on ABQ Connect today.
If you're someone that needs a significant amount of dental treatment, what's the most important thing you should have? Hi, I'm Dr. Gary Sanchez. And of all the patients I've treated, the most successful outcomes are those who have a plan. A plan that addresses issues like time or money or fear. Think of it as a roadmap, a step-by-step prioritized sequence of treatment to ensure that we meet your goals and that we get you to where you want to go. As we put your plan together, you can decide to have your treatment done all at once using sedation, or you can phase it out over time to stay within your budget. And when you're done, you'll have the smile you've always wanted, so you can be who you were meant to be. If you have a significant amount of dental treatment and you're ready to create your plan, give us a call at Sanchez Dental Associates, 268-2741, or visit us on the web at sanchezdental.com, because life is better with great teeth.
This job calls for Harvey the Roofer with years of experience repairing flat roofs. He'll find and fix the leak and provide 100% restoration of your existing roof. 1 Timothy 5:18 says, "The laborer deserves his wages." Harvey the Roofer provides fair work at a fair price. Call Harvey the Roofer at 227-1797. That's 227-1797.
What does it mean to surrender to Christ?
Surrender to Christ.
Skip Heitzig says, we have to be broken before Him.
That means all pride is gone, all self-assurance is gone, and you stand naked before God saying, I need help.
Hotspot. These teaching clips are from the series Living Life Against the Flow. In it, Skip challenges us to abandon self and pursue Christ.
When you enter into the kingdom by the narrow gate, it's a difficult way in that all of the baggage of the past is left. It's called repentance.
It's called repentance.
All the habits, all the lifestyle things that you held on to, all those patterns, you leave behind and you walk and follow Christ.
That's a hot spot from Skip Heitzig. Check out his full teaching library at connectiononline.org.
Connectiononline.org.
Get access to over 2,000 teachings from Skip
and take his teachings on the go.
On the go. When you download the Skip Heitzig mobile app.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
KNKT 107.1 FM. We mentioned a couple of things that are coming up this hour later. Marcus Goodloe, Lobo, former quarterback Marcus Goody Goodloe, as he calls himself. He's in town actually today doing a speech right now, actually, for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. So Marcus is going to be joining us here on the program, sharing his heart on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We also are going to be getting in on the step-by-step program, which actually starts tonight at Calvary Albuquerque. More on that here in just a bit. But I wanted to bring in a mother and daughter writing team. And this is Nourishment for All of Life. It's called Nourished, a brand new book you guys have written together. And let's first of all say hi to Becky Johnson.
Hello.
How you doing, Becky?
Hey.
Great to chat with you up in the Denver area. Now, daughter's still down in Texas, right?
That's right.
This is Rachel. So, good to have you guys both with us here this afternoon.
We're glad to be here.
Hey, I assume that this is not the first time you guys have written together. Obviously, you've got separate things that you do, separate bloggings, I'm sure, and web stuff, whatever like that. But how often do you get together to write a book?
Well, Rachel, do we start? Go for it. We don't have any problem talking, as you can tell, and we do talk over each other in reality as well.
Well, I just get out of the way here.
You know? It's just, you might as well. We are chatty women.
No problem. So, yeah.
You know, what is really fun for me, Peter, is that 20 years ago, 25 years ago now, I wrote my first two books with my mother, Ruthie.
Oh.
And
really?
So it's sort of a family tradition, and then I knew Rachel had the gift by the time she was 15. And then so as it grew and grew, she knew the reality of writing. She knew that the glamour would wear off fairly quickly, the reality of the hard work of it all, and the hardness of reviews and all the ups and downs that a writer experiences.
Uh-huh.
And she was ready to dive in. And so we've written two books together. Rachel, I'll let you take over from here. You tell them the name of the first book.
Sure. The first book we wrote together is called We Laugh, We Cry, We Cook.
That's right. Yeah.
We also have a blog that we share by that same name. And it's a little food, a little stories. Each chapter of that book ended with like three recipes that we had kind of referenced in the chapter, writing about just life and how we bond over food. And so, yeah. And then this book kind of came out of Laugh, Cry, Cook.
Sure. Now, this just came out here in the last couple of months, I think. It's called Nourished. And really, this covers a whole lot more than just cooking, obviously. It's really that nourishment, that goodness that we all desire in all of life, to have the Lord kind of flood into every area. So, man, a lot covered here in these pages. And to kind of set it up, I like the verse that you picked up front, and I'm going to pick this for our verse of the day. It's from Isaiah, and folks will certainly understand why this is so much a part of this. Here's Isaiah 58:11. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. That's Isaiah 58:11. So mark that down, folks, and you'll be getting some Golden Corral lunch here at the end of the hour, speaking of a little nourishment. But let's talk about that nourishment in all of life, because you guys cover it just a wide variety. Who wants to take it from here? Becky?
Well, I'll jump in. We love the symbol of nourish. We love that word, the whole thought of it, and living a nourished life. And so really, this whole book, I sort of see it as a big piece of, like a big pie. And each piece that we have picked out has to do with the things that stress women out the most. So we picked the top 10 stressors of women and how we could personally try to experiment with dealing with each of those pieces of pie and end up with a full, more nourished life. And so that is really what we did. So we cover topics from body image to getting our surroundings in order to marriages to one of the things you just touched on in this verse was how to have a mind that is like a well-watered garden, how to have a well-stored mind, a nourished mind. And one of the things that I love in the book, I was just kind of reading it again, we talk about how to make these things stick. It's interesting. A study showed that thoughts that are negative naturally stick to our brains like Velcro. And wouldn't you know, the thoughts that are negative, stick. And the ones that are positive are like Teflon. They just slide right off.
Huh.
And so that, I think, is why we have so many points in Scripture where it says to think on these things that are positive, because we don't naturally do it. God knows that we need to stop, pause, and meditate on that which is good. And scientists have found that is actually the truth. We stop, pause, and notice something, just even a few seconds, like when you take a sip of coffee and you go, oh, that's so good. That is the thing we're looking for, to make positive blessings, good thoughts stick to our brains.
Yeah, and I think that spring of water, that well-watered garden, certainly living here in the desert or anywhere, water is a real life-giving element that a lot of us kind of pass by, right?
Right, right. And so what is, and I love the symbol of water and a plant and all of the things that we think of as nourish, how do we soak up nourishment in all these different areas that women, and of course men too, face on a daily basis? Because it's the little things that get us down, usually. Well, it's not the big ones, it's the little ones.
Yeah. Hey, Rachel, talk a little bit about the unique style and format of this book and your interaction here with your mom on this.
Oh, yeah. So we picked up kind of where we left off with We Laugh, We Cry, We Cook, where we just went back and forth sharing a story or a little piece of information. And so it's back and forth in the book. And the thing that I think makes co-writing with a mother-daughter team so unique, especially in our instance, my mom and I are alike in many ways, but we are very different in others. So not only are we coming at this, I'm a 30-something